I was going to tell everybody, man, you look as beautiful as you sound.
Oh, stop it. Why is he telling me? What do you want?
Because that's what's written here.
I know. Thank you. We're supposed
that's
to tell
the
him
script
that.
She gave you, right?
I left it there for him.
I know, exactly.
So how are you?
Oh,
you're
man, I'm so busy. There's so much going on, and man, I tell you, it's...
Why do you take on so much?
Well, you know, there's some good causes out there, and there's a lot of fun stuff to do, and there's, you know, I just like getting involved with events. I've been doing it for I don't know how many years
I know
now.
But how do you make money, Rich?
Well, I don't.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
Are you independently wealthy and something
no,
I didn't know?
No, it's pretty much just...
way back when you asked me out, I
you know,
didn't know that.
Actually, you know, I eat dry cereal for dinner and Diet Coke and, you know, that's, you know, on a budget.
No, you are a helpful person.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, you really are. How'd the toilet races go?
You know what? They were the biggest ever.
Outhouse,
I was just,
toilet. But...
Well, yeah, they were outhouse races up in Virginia City. Mm-hmm. You know, I just came down the hill from there. And I was
hey,
up
roll
there.
Downhill.
It was all rolls downhill. It just came downhill because I was up there getting the information out about Christmas on the Comstock, which is coming up. I
know which is beautiful.
Oh, it's awesome.
Hey, so, they're all talking about Christmas, Rich.
They are.
Oh, God.
Everybody
they,
is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's huge. But we're not here to talk about that. But no. It's, you know, I came down the hill because I was up there promoting that, and the folks were still talking about the outhouse races.
What a great time they have up there.
They love it.
Everybody's
man.
So friendly. Everything you do up
you
there.
You should have seen the
fun.
Teams. We had four teams just... that just came from Sun Valley alone. Very proud. They had the... and they all come with their own little names. We had the White Trash. We had...
I love it.
We had the Commando Commode, and you know, they were all in their fatigues, and Comstock Load, that was kind of like in a jailbird kind of a theme.
Comstock Load.
Get it?
Right?
Oh, do I ever get it?
Yeah, I don't make these names up. They think of them. They got all year to think of them.
Well, who was the winner?
The Classic Crapper.
The Classic Crapper.
From the old time saloon down
did
at the bottom
wheels
of
wheels and everything
oh,
on it?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, heck, yeah. It's like, you know, think of it like a soapbox derby
yeah,
sort of a deal.
Exactly.
Only with
except
the toilet just, seat.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. That's part
creative.
Of the rules.
They get creative.
They've actually got to have a functioning commode.
Functioning?
Not, well, not so much like plumbing, but you've got to be able to have a seat and a hole, depository of sorts, and toilet paper.
God.
I'm just saying, that's
this
what I mean by functional.
This is not a pretty thing.
No, it's got to be a real outhouse that you would use if you needed to use it.
Do you make them prove that it's functional?
No, but you know what? You know what? Rumor has had
JP.
It that in years past, and we warn folks, it's even in the rules, if you read the rules, and the warning is there, you know, because we let people bring their outhouses in and set them up in the pit area, which is the Bucket of Blood parking lot, and we say, yeah, you can leave them overnight. However, one year, people saw them.
They did not, and they thought.
Oh, absolutely, and they had to go. When you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah.
Oh, here's an outhouse. So they left a little.
Yuck.
Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh. So in that case, those were actually proven functional.
Oh, I love it. You just never know what's going to happen.
You never know who's going to walk in this room, I tell you what.
But now you've got something new coming up, the Nevada Day Governor's Ball, which is always, is it going to be at Piper's?
No.
Oh.
No, this is not the Governor's Ball now.
Wait a minute. Now am I getting mixed up?
You are.
It's the Governor's Banquet.
Banquet, right. Now the Governor's Ball is a ball that they have up in Virginia City at Piper's, and it's a tradition. However, as I've heard and as far as I know and have been told, the governor never really comes.
No, he never comes.
So it's really, they just sort of do it, and it's a nice event. So,
I've been. It's a blast.
Yeah.
Love
so,
it.
But no. So Nevada Day, of course, as we all know, is our celebration of, and I've been really finding out a lot more about Nevada Day and what's going on with it. I mean, you know, yeah.
Is
we're
that going to be Monday? That's
no.
Nevada Day, right?
No,
Monday.
No. And see, this is where,
Sunday.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of folks that are confused.
Clarify.
There's
us,
a lot of folks that are confused. Well, back in October of 1864, there was this whole thing with Nevada. Anyway, no.
And Halloween.
And well, yeah, they just made it. They became a state October 31st, and so
31st.
That was our day to celebrate statehood, and it still is.
I think you could have picked another.
Still
day.
Is.
I think you could have picked another.
Well,
day.
And you know, we weren't around then, and maybe Halloween just wasn't a big deal when you had the Civil War going on and all kinds of things.
Halloween's
happening.
Always been a big
you know.
Deal, hasn't
in
it?
In the Civil War, was Halloween during the Civil
I
War?
Think so.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Well, it was all Hallows. Eve or some
exactly.
weird thing.
Exactly. It goes way back.
Or, okay, there you go.
The Rock of Ages.
So, you know, anyway, so in 1938, they thought this would be a good idea to have a parade. And we'll do it in the capital, you know, Carson City. We'll have this big parade.
So they've been having it since then. I love the parade.
The parade has been since, yeah, so the 73rd year.
Love
and
it.
You know what I found out? We were looking through some of the archives of like the old Grand Marshals and, you know, that they had in the past,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
1950, Clark Gable was the Grand Marshal.
Really?
I'm like, how did you get him?
Yeah, really.
I mean, he was still a big star back then. I mean, I don't think he ever stopped being a big star.
Well, wait a minute. They got him because he performed at Piper's Opera House.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What did he do at Piper's Opera House?
That's not because you were around.
No. Sing?
It's because I know the history of Piper's Opera House because I was on the board of directors.
Hang on. What did he do in the opera?
He was an actor, and he came as a grand. He came as a guest, but he was there and performed with. See, I need my details.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But he was. He was. Okay. He performed at Piper's Opera House.
Right.
And that's why he was the Grand Marshal.
But that was pretty big.
That's big.
And there's pictures
huge.
Of it and everything. And you know, back in the day, and there's photos, we found old black and whites and stuff, and they probably shot them from the Ormsby House or different vantage points. And it's just mobs and mobs of people. And
what a collage that would be.
Huge, just huge parade. It was also like the Macy's Day Parade. It was just gargantuan.
The
anyway,
Grand Marshals of Nevada Day. I remember a few.
Well, actually, in 1964, it was Lorne Greene and Michael Landon.
I wasn't around then.
That was the 100th anniversary of Nevada, and then they thought Bonanza was in its heyday.
Cool, perfect.
So, you know, I think in 1960, they had the McGuire sisters, which were, you know, big in their time. You know,
they're preserved in cellophane to this very day.
But, you know, so, I mean, it's a lot of time. So anyway, but Nevada Day's had a long-standing history, and somebody else told me something else, and of course, this is all... We don't know, and maybe...
Speculation.
Maybe your statisticians can find this out, but I was told Nevada is one of only two states that formally celebrates their statehood, as far as being a holiday.
I'm on it, Jay.
As far as being a holiday and celebration.
You know what? I think you're right, because of all the states I've lived in, I never remember them.
I have never, right.
Never, I've never
Nevada
been
Nevada is the one
California
that formally
Day.
Has a state holiday, and therefore, you know, all the... Pomp and circumstance goes away.
Oklahoma might.
Now, you know what? allegedly, the other one is West Virginia. Now,
well, they shouldn't be celebrating anything.
Well, the strange connection there is.
That's a Civil War state, too. Though.
That's also the Civil War state. Those are the two states that admitted during the Civil War.
So West, I don't know what West Virginia was a punishment for Virginia. They just took part of Virginia and said, okay, you want to be in the Confederacy? Well, we're taking this chunk and making a different state.
Look and in the guy. Winter, it is punishment. Let me
it's
tell
like
you.
It's like a walking history channel.
He is a walking history. Walking one side history.
Hey, I'm objective.
But you know what? Nevada Day turned into a really wonderful celebration for many, many years. And here it comes to where we're in 2011 and we said, hey, let's do something really big.
Yeah.
Because I came along and I asked Doug. Questions like,
why don't you do this?
No. Well, that one too. I say, is the governor ever involved with Nevada Day? Do they ever get invited? And they're in the parade and things. And, and it's usually, I said, but you know, shouldn't they kind of maybe let's kick it off somehow?
I think that's awesome.
And so we came up with this notion to do the governor's banquet. And of course, you know, what we wanted to do is something on a grand scale, something that would bring a lot of people in and involve the state. And we said, let's do something good for the local citizens here that may be in need or maybe there's something. So these talks began in early August when we were kind of formulating this idea. And then sadly, unfortunately, as we all know, the Carson City IHOP shooting occurred.
Yeah, right.
And we thought,
need some money.
We need to do something for those folks and acknowledge them, honor them. You know, a lot of our National Guardsmen were affected by that, and so there's a lot of ties and connections. And
helps the healing.
Absolutely. So we said, and of course, Governor Sandoval's office, very, very supportive of that, said, yes, let's do that. We'll raise some money for the IHOP victims, and we'll do our governor's banquet. 2 weeks later, here's
it's
the
rolling.
Reno Air Races.
Oh, so it's going to be a benefit.
It's going to be both. This is where I'm going with that.
Wow.
So essentially, so then we said, well, of course, we've got to acknowledge that, and we've got to help those folks out. So what we decided to do is because really Nevada Day Inc. is a, you know, a nonprofit, and we do things like the dinners and different fundraisers because we just need money to put the parade on. So we said, well, let's not muddy the waters. We're going to benefit us and them and this and the other. You know, let's just back out of the deal. We'll still put the whole thing together, and let's just split the money evenly between the IHOP victims and the Reno Air Race crash victims, you know, families and things. Mm-hmm. And so, great, let's do it. And everybody's on board. The governor's office on board. We went over and talked to the folks at the Grand Sierra, and great people over there, working with them for many years.
Yeah.
Wonderful facilities. Mm-hmm. They can put on a full tilt affair.
Super food.
And we started just emailing and phone calling and inviting just about everybody. And boy, the response has been
amazing.
Tremendous.
And it's next Thursday?
It is next Thursday, October 27th, 2011, 6 p.m. Grand Sierra Resort. It's going to be in the Summit Pavilion.
That's perfect.
Which is the room right next to the bowling alley.
That's a good place to be.
And it's a lot of, you know, there's different names. They got the Silver State Ballroom and Crystal Ballroom, things of that sort. But if you just go on the main level, walk all the way back through the mall, and then you head towards the bowling alley. And it's right there. You can't miss it. But the list of special guests, it's amazing. We've got, obviously, Governor Sandoval, Lieutenant Governor Brian Krolicki, of course.
Clark Gable?
No. Wow.
Darn.
Anyway.
Just checking.
Yeah. Carson City Mayor Bob Kroll, Carson City Sheriff Kenneth Furlong, the District State Senator James Settlemeyer.
So this won't be a long, drawn-out, speechy thing. These are just people are going to come and have fun and say a few words?
Sort of. Well, it won't be long, drawn-out, speechy, but it will be. There will be a lot of folks that will have things to say that are pertinent to what we're doing, but it's going to be under a fun,
love,
healing. Mm-hmm. It's not a funeral. It's not a
music.
Absolutely.
Lots of music.
We're gonna have a silent auction. We're gonna have a birthday cake.
Oh wow!
Because here's the thing, you know, love them all the great chefs over there, the Grand Sierra. They're gonna make this wonderful little dessert thing. I said, you know what? I gotta back you up on this. Because I want a birthday cake.
Let's do a big cake.
I said, let's do a big old birthday cake for Nevada. And I'm like, wow, great idea. And they were all just ran away with it. And they're like, we're going to come up with some cool grand thing. And we'll have the governor cut the first slice. And we'll just make it ceremonious and that type of thing. Fun ceremonious. So
you're
we'll have
so
balloons.
Creative.
And,
yeah.
And it's going to be our birthday. But at the same time, we're not going to take away any of the seriousness of recognizing who this is going to benefit. And the folks that are going to be there, I mean, there will be folks. I mean, Peter Kuis, who had that wonderful full-page article.